All right, well, as you can tell, sun's coming up back here in the east over the river, and we're fixing to go out for a little late season squirrel hunt. So I've got a great recipe that I'm gonna share with you in maybe the next episode, if we get some squirrels this morning, and no doubt I'm hoping that we do. It's unusually warm for the month of February in our area. Today it's like 60 something degrees out here, so it feels like early spring. But what we're gonna be looking for, I've kinda waited until it got a little bit more daylight before I slip out in the woods, because well, you won't see a whole lot of squirrels running through the trees right now. You'll see, most of the time, you'll see them on the forest floor, because they're looking for all those acorns and hickory nuts and all that that they stored up through the winter. And so, like, if you've been in the woods in the fall, you can see them when they get the acorns and they get the hickory nuts. They'll go down, they'll dig a hole, and they'll put that nut in there, and they'll kind of save it for this time of year, because there's not a lot of food out there. You can hear I've woke up the dogs over there, but that's okay. Squirrels are used to them around here. So we're gonna mainly be slipping through the woods. And because of that, I didn't bring my rifle. I brought my shotgun this morning. So we'll be going out here. I've got number five and number six shot that I'll be using. And we'll see if we can't, you know, bag us a few squirrels, get them all cleaned up, and get to that special recipe I'm gonna be sharing here with you before long. So out to the woods we go. Come go with me.
Well, we just jumped some deer. It's got the squirrels all, got this one squirrel all riled up over here. So he's over here in a tree somewhere or on the ground. But I bet when those deer blew, hear him? I don't know if you can hear that or not, but let's slip up here. Hear those deer blowing? We just got to figure out where he's at. Kind of fell in some briars here. There we go. Yep. That's a good looking young squirrel. That's gonna be good. Yeah. That'll be good. All right, let's put him in the bag. Boy. Those squirrels are barking all through the woods now. Ever since I shot that one squirrel and those deer started blowing, they are barking everywhere. Let's see, he's over here. Let's see if we can't get up on one. You can see right there, that's where they've been digging into the ground. Looking for those nuts that they stored for just this time of year. You can see it there. Okay, let's go. He may have seen me. We'll see. You know, a lot of times I like hunting with a rifle. I've got a little 17 HMR, little Marlin, That, let me tell you, that dude will drive a tack at 200 yards. But this time of year, of course, I've shot these first two out of the trees, but that's because these deer had scared them. They ran up the trees. But this time of year, I like slipping through the woods with a shotgun because I'm going after meat. And so I really just wanted to walk through the woods hunting this morning. And so far, so good. Because you can reach out there with this 12-gauge number 5 shot. And I don't have to worry about getting just super accurate. Of course, you still got to be a good shot, right? All right, let's slip over here and get this dude and put him in a bag. Yep, there he is. Right there, another nice young squirrel. That'll be good. That'll be good. We'll get him over here. Good one. Young squirrel. Yeah, that's good. All right. Put him in the bag. Oh, there he is. I love it when a plan comes together. Oh yeah. Hey, this is gonna be a squirrel feast if this keeps going on. I ain't been out here 15 minutes. It's all right. That's what I like. There he is. Young gray squirrels. Yeah, they got him. That's a good one. Let's put him in a bag. Kind of like when you're fishing, get the net. Funny story about putting him in the bag. I was squirrel hunting years ago with a, matter of fact, it was a Baptist preacher. Well, we had went squirrel hunting and got back to the house. Had to do a few things before we got to skinning the squirrels. So he put his game vest with the bag of squirrels in it in the refrigerator. And so when we went back to get them a few hours later and start skinning them, one of them was just knocked out, apparently, because he had come to life. And we opened up that refrigerator door, and out that dude came into the kitchen and in the living room. That was a sight. But we was able to capture the dude, and thus he become dumplings a little later. So all was well. All right. Let's ease on up this ridge here. See if we can't come up with another one. Need a few more. Here we go. Oh man, I love it when a plan comes together again. All we had to do is sit here and wait him out a minute. And down he came. He probably knew I wasn't supposed to be in the woods right here, but he didn't know exactly what I was. So slipping in here, sitting down. I knew he was over in one of these trees here. And I was hoping that he hadn't went into a den hole, so If he did, he'd come out, but I don't think he did. I think he was laying up there on that limb this whole time. But I got real still and real quiet and was even able to turn the camera on. So, hey, there we go. We're up to four, not bad. Started off great, and it was real calm, but the wind was supposed to pick up today. We've got a front blowing in, and so a little more difficult in the wind. So especially out here, and there's no cover, and you're going to see them again mostly on the ground because they're going after those acorns and those hickory nuts that they've buried in the fall for just this time of year. When the food source is really low and they're waiting on those buds on those trees, they'll start kind of eating on those buds when the trees start budding out. But anyway, hey, there's four. So I'm going to sit here just a few more minutes to make sure that there wasn't another one kind of hanging around. And then we'll move on up the ridge. There's a tree. Nut that he just dug up. But there's a tree, a little tree in the way. Oh, there he is. Oh, he's right behind that tree. Yep, we got him. Boy, that was a long shot. That was a good shot. That's what sitting here being patient will do, but boy, it's hard to see him in this wind. Okay. Hey, there we go. Getting a little more difficult. That's that one we heard barking come down out of that white oak right there and was running across the ground. But he was over there, dug up a nut that he had stored through the winter. He was eating it, but there was a little sapling in the way, about 2 inches around. He was right behind it, and I had to wait till he got in that gap. But that's still a good long ways. That's why a number five shot. That's why I like to shoot number five shot this time of year, because again, there's no cover out here. I mean, besides the trees, because the leaves are gone. Late season, late February hunt, unusually warm today and windy. But I like that five shot because it shoots a tighter pattern. And so I knew, you know, creeping through here, they were going to be mainly on the ground. And then if they saw me, they would run up a tree. But it would probably be at a distance because, I mean, like I said, there's just not much cover, so they're going to see me moving around. But that number five shot, I don't know, that's probably, it's hard to judge the distance from here, but I'd say that's probably 30 yards. And so I got him. That's good. So we'll pick up, go get him, move to another spot, and they've kind of slowed down moving right now because of the wind, and it's getting later in the morning. It's about 9 o'clock. So we may go to another spot, sit down, see if we can see one moving across the ground, and then call it a morning. So here we go. Got that tree. Yeah, there he is. Well, that's a good shot. Ooh, I don't think I'll put him in my bag. Carry him.
Well, I made it back to the house, and you know what? It was a pretty good morning. I managed to pick up 5 squirrels that you can see down here, and hey, 5 shots, 5 squirrels. It kind of sounds like bragging, but I don't know, what can you say, you know? Hey, but you know, when I was young, when I was a little guy, and I'd go out squirrel hunting, because I squirrel hunted by myself a lot when I was younger. But I started off, my dad would give me so many shells, and he'd say, now try to come back with this many squirrels. And so even today, so many years later, I won't tell you how many years later, but so many years later, I take pride in, you know, one shot and try to get the quarry. So we ended up with 5 squirrels, even after the wind picked up this morning. I don't know if you can tell, but it is super warm for this time of year, end of February, and I'm already in a short sleeve shirt, and I got hot walking back. So the wind had kind of picked up, they kind of stopped moving very much, and so I just kind of thought, well, you know, 5's enough. And don't forget to watch the episode coming up after this one, because I'm going to share a very special recipe when it comes to squirrel hunting, or when it comes to squirrel meat. And I wish I could take credit for this recipe, but I can't. I got it from a friend of mine that I used to work with. But I can tell you this, it's not fried squirrel, even though I love everything fried. It's not fried squirrel, and it isn't squirrel and dumplings. So you'll have to watch the next episode and kind of check that out. So we're back with these squirrels. Now the next step is to clean these rascals. And so, you know, right here looks like a pretty good spot. And I think that, you know, this might not be it. You're going to help, right? You're not going to help me skin these squirrels? Huh? My grandma used to help me skin these squirrels. Why won't you help me skin these squirrels? You're going to eat the squirrels. I'm even going to cook them for you. All you've got to do is just hold them. Well, I tell you what, that was a great hunt yesterday morning. I was quite successful, and you may be thinking, that couldn't have been yesterday because it looks like he's all dressed up for cold weather. And you are correct, because just like it is here in Arkansas, there is like a 35 degree temperature change. Yesterday I was out here in a t-shirt. Today I'm out here in about 3 layers of clothes, but hey, that's Arkansas for you. But anyway, it was a lot of fun, and before the wind kind of started picking up, that's what this cold front's all about here, is blowing in this cold front. Before that wind started picking up, I was able to harvest about 5 squirrels. And you know, the thing about squirrel hunting is, I just love it. And it's what I was introduced into the outdoors with when I was, just a kid. And nowadays, you don't see that a lot because everybody kind of wants to go deer hunting or turkey hunting or something like that. And the thing about deer hunting and turkey hunting, if you're introducing someone to the outdoors with one of those types of hunting, you know, you may have to go out several times before you're successful, but not so with squirrel hunting. Most of the time, if you find a good patch of woods and everything, it's going to have some squirrels. And so the likelihood of you being successful is pretty good. And so that's a good species to go after to introduce people into the outdoors is squirrels. Now, we're late in the season. Matter of fact, squirrel season goes out here in Arkansas tomorrow. And so this is a late season hunt. And so if you ever go out in late season, you're going to be looking for the squirrels mainly on the ground, because unlike in the fall when they're up in the trees and they're cutting the acorns and the hickory nuts and everything, you're going to find them on the ground because they have stored away these little food caches throughout the fall. And that's what helps get them through the winter, because they've got all these little food caches around where they've stored acorns and they've stored hickory nuts and maybe berries. And so that's what they depend on when it comes to late winter, when the food sources and the resources have kind of dried up. And you know, another thing too is they don't remember where all those acorns and hickory nuts and berries are planted, or where they've dug little shallow holes and put them. So what that does in the spring, a lot of times those sprout, and there you go. You have, you know, more acorn trees coming up and hickory nut trees and stuff like that. So pretty neat little deal. And don't forget, in the next episode, I am going to share a very special recipe that you will want to make sure and watch that episode for, okay? You know, it kind of got me thinking, much like these squirrels that have stored away food, there's something that we should have stored away as well. Can you guess what that is? That would be Scripture. How often do we memorize Scripture? Is that something that you've struggled with, or maybe, you know, you didn't feel the need for? Like these squirrels storing away food for those late winter months when resources are scarce, there's always going to come a time when you need the Word of God. And having some key scriptures memorized can help you in so many different ways in so many different situations. There are lots of great reasons, but I want to share with you just five reasons, you know, that we should be memorizing scripture. Let's talk about number one. Number one is encouragement. You know, your mind is always with you, but your Bible might not be. You know, sure, these days we can have a Bible app on our phone, and that's with us, you know, pretty much the majority of the time. But what if you're in deep conversation with someone? When we're searching for the right words of encouragement for a friend, you know, having God's Word memorized is helpful. In Psalm 34 and 18, it says, "The Lord is nigh or near unto them that are of a broken heart." What a beautiful reassurance it is that the Lord hears and sees and knows the pain we are in, and He is always near to us. Number two is discernment. When making decisions every day, sometimes they might be small, or sometimes they might be significant. Many times they are life-changing and we just aren't sure what to do. Having God's Word within our hearts reminds us that God is always ready to hear our needs and our cries for help. His understanding is far greater than ours, and I'm telling you, especially me, and we can trust in Him with all of our decisions. In Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil." I love that scripture. Number three would be fearful. The Bible constantly says, "Do not worry." But you know, there are situations that arise and our fears can overtake us. Whether it's a financial crisis or maybe a family situation, a terrible diagnosis, or even anxiety, we must remember God is in control. He loves us and desires good for our lives. Even through troubles, He will be glorified. Let's look at Philippians 4, 6 through 7. "Be careful or anxious for nothing," it says, "but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Man, don't you just love that scripture? What about number four? Number four is hope. If you watch the news for 30 seconds, it can feel like this world is hopeless. We can easily get tired, overwhelmed, and even feel like giving up. But through God, through the Word of God, we are reminded that He, only He is our hope, our Redeemer, our joy giver. And that even if today was rough, tomorrow is a new day. Lamentations 3, 21 through 24 says, "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him." Boy, isn't that beautiful? Number five is that Jesus memorized scriptures. He quoted it during difficult times of teaching, in His own times of need, to reveal His identity as a Messiah, to encourage others, to prepare His disciples for what was to come, and to refute false teachers. If it was important to Jesus to memorize Scripture, hey, it should be important to us. In Psalms 119:11, the psalmist said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee." You know, we should memorize Scripture for many reasons. These are just a few. But what are some of your favorite Scriptures that you might have memorized? Have you got any good tips or tricks for memorizing Scripture? You know what? You can share these with us in the comments if you'd like, and maybe that would help or encourage someone else. Hey, and while you're at it, follow LifeWord on social media sites like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. You know, and share this video if you want to with your friends, especially with that recipe coming up. Let's check back in to see how it went with me getting my wife to help me skin those squirrels. Think it worked out? Who knows? I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors with that excellent squirrel recipe. All you gotta do is hold them.
No.
Okay.
Come on now. Hey, I'm going to do all the cooking. I did all the work here.
I will video your stuff, but I am not skinning the squirrel.
All you've got to do is just hold him by the back legs here, and I'm going to start skinning, okay?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, we're in the perfect spot. I got my knife with me and everything. Come on. All you got to come back here. All you got to do is just hold it. Just close your eyes.
No.